Tainis Perk Dalad Mishnechas. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Lo hayu yom tov liyisrael kechamisha sar ba'av ukiyom ha-kippurim. Shkumilil says that there are no better days for Klal Yisrael like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. The Rav brings other things that happened on Tu B'Av. The first thing is that the people that were dying in the Midbar for 40 years, they used to go at night into the graves every year by Tisha B'Av for 40 years, and a lot of them wouldn't come out. In the morning they'd call, and some people would get up, and some people would be dead. And this would go on for many years, because they knew that there was a gzera of 40 years. But then when it came the 40th year, which they still thought they still needed another year, they found out that nobody died. And they waited till the 15th of the month, because they were thinking that perhaps they did not properly calculate the chodesh, and maybe it wasn't Tisha B'Av, so maybe they were just wrong, so they kept doing this every single night, they kept going to sleep in these graves. But then once the 15th hit, and they knew that Tisha B'Av certainly happened, and yet they were all alive, that means that the 40 years have passed. And the question is, how is that possible? So then they realized that their counting was wrong, that they counted from the Chet Meraglim, but really Hashem's 40 years started from when they left Mitzrayim, which is a year before. So it's a great day of Simcha. That's one thing. Also, that on that day of Tu B'Av, the guards that Yeravam ben Nevat sent to prevent Jews from going up L'Regel, those stopped, so Jews are able to go up to be Ola L'Regel. Also, Tu B'Av is the day that they allowed us to bury the people that were killed in Beitar. We have a special bracha of Atova Metiv in Birchas HaMazon on that. And also, as we know, it's the day that they would stop cutting wood for the Maracha in the Beis HaMikdash, because Tu B'Av is the last day of the year where the sun can dry out the wood. You can't have moist wood or else it gets wormy, you know, and not usable. So therefore, Tu B'Av is the last day, and it's the last day they finish the Malacha. Tais Yontif says it's like a siyum on the Torah, when you finish the Malacha. And Yom Kippur is the day that the second set of Luchos were given to us, and it's a day of Mechila and Slicha, as we know. So continuing with the procession of Tu B'Av, Shebehen Benos Yerushalayim Yotzos B'Klei Lavan Sheulin, that on Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av, the Benos Yerushalayim used to go out with white garments that were borrowed, Shelo Levayish Es Misha Einlo, not to embarrass one that could not afford these white garments. So even the rich people would borrow them. And Kol HaKelim Teunim Tefilo. All garments, however, needed to be toiveled, because sometimes the women they were borrowing from were in Nida, and Nida would be mitama the garments, so therefore they were tovel the garments. Uvenos Yerushalayim Yotzos V'Cholos Bakramim. And the Benos Yerushalayim would go out and go into the vineyards in circles. Umahaya Omras, and what did they say? Bachar, son Einachur E. Young lad, go pick your eyes up and see Ma'ata Barlach, what you want to choose. And Tiferes Yisrael brings that this is specifically the girls that were more beautiful. They would say, pick us because of our beauty. And then the girls that didn't seem as beautiful, they would say, Al titein Einecha Banoi, don't look at beauty, tein Einecha B'mishpacha, look at Yichus. Because when your children are miuchasim, everybody's going to jump after your children to marry them, whether they're zacharim or nekevis. Sheker achein vehevel ayofi. Isha yiras Hashem hi tesal. So the miuchasim said, the main thing to focus on is yiras Hashem. Because chein and yofi are sheker and hevel. And the Tais Yontif learns what they were saying is, stam, miuchasim normally have more yiras Shemayim. Ve'omer, and they would say also, tnu lo mipri yodev yahalua b'shar maseo. Ve'cheinu omer. And Tais Yontif learns this is Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Rabban Shimon Gamliel, who said that the greatest days are Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, he also said, Tzeena u'rena b'nos tzion b'melech shloma ba'atara she'itralo imo b'yom chasunaso v'yom simchas libo. Go out and see b'nos tzion b'melech shloma is talking about the Ribbono shel Olam. Ba'atara she'itralo imo, the crown that his mother crowned him with. His mother, Chazal learn, is talking about Knesset Yisrael, like the Rab brings. Like the Mefarshim say, when a tzaddik is gozer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, makes a din in it, a tzaddik overturns it, Hashem listens to the tzaddik, just like Lahavdil, a person has to listen to his mother. B'yom Chasunasu Zo Matan Torah. The day of the Chasana, that's the giving of the Torah, which was given on Yom Kippur, which is what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, one of the happiest days of the year. And the Tiferes Yisrael explains what's really going on here is that there's a correlation between Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, that even though it's not really fitting on Yom Kippur that the girls would go around in circles and say these things, but really, in a certain way, it's what's happening on Yom Kippur every year, because after the Jews sinned, and Hashem is looking at them, the Jewish people are saying, even though we sinned, look at our nation. We're B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Al titein einecha banoi, like it says. Don't look at the beauty. Looking at the other nations, they may look better than us on the outside, but Isha Yiras Hashem hi tesal, he should choose Klal Yisrael and forgive us. And even though the darkness and the ugliness is on the outside, that will be fixed with Yom Kippur and Shuva, where we will return to our beauty just like before. B'yom chasunaso zo matan Torah. Uviyom Simchas Liba Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The day of the Simcha, that was the building of the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech did. When he was Mechanech the Beis HaMikdash, he started the Chinuch process before Yom Kippur, one of the days of Chinuch,
which is the fourth day of the seven-day Chinuch process. And he started on the seventh of Tishrei, so therefore the fourth day was Yom Kippur.
So that was the Simchas Liba. Sheyibane b'mheirav yameinu amein. That it should be built in our days speedily. Nishlamam Mesachas Tainus.